Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast, America and the Jewish Entity's War on Iran, the silence of rulers and the submission of the Murshid. News: U.S. President Donald Trump announced a full agreement between Israel and Iran on a comprehensive ceasefire on his Truth Social platform. Trump said, quote, "Congratulations to everyone. It has been fully agreed by and between Israel and Iran that there will be a complete and total ceasefire in approximately 6 hours from now, when Israel and Iran have wound down and completed their in-progress final missions for 12 hours, at which point the war will be considered ended." Trump praised both sides, saying stamina, courage, and intelligence to end the conflict, and stated that world and the Middle East are the real winners. He concluded his message with a prayer: God bless Israel, God bless Iran, God bless the Middle East, God bless the United States of America, and God bless the world. We have stopped a devastating war for the region. Meanwhile, Reuters quoted a knowledgeable source saying that Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani secured Tehran's approval of a U.S. proposal for a ceasefire with Israel during a phone call with Iranian officials following Iran's attack on Al Udeid Air Base in Qatar. Reuters also quoted a senior Iranian official as saying Tehran agrees to a ceasefire with Tel Aviv through Qatari mediation and a U.S. proposal. Comment: the political scene has witnessed a shameful event marked by the unilateral declaration of war on Iran by the United States and the Jewish entity. This war involved killing, destruction, and a blatant violation of all international norms and laws. After accomplishing their mission, both parties, America and the Jewish entity, unilaterally declared a ceasefire, and Iran accepted this declaration, swallowing the bitterness of defeat without objection or hesitation. This clear political scene needs a little explanation to describe its bitterness. The United States has appointed itself as the king of the world, especially the Islamic world, and sees it fit to restructure it in any way that serves its interests and ensures the security of the Jewish entity. The Jewish entity was given a free hand to remove any obstacle, even the smallest one, that might stand in the way of U.S. plans in the region. Even though Iran and its proxies in the region were never a real barrier to the American project, the new face America wants for the region requires replacing old faces, even if they were submissive and obedient to it. That is why most of the conservative or hawkish military leaders in Iran were eliminated, along with many nuclear physicists. In addition, 3 nuclear reactors and many strategic military and economic sites were destroyed, including vital oil infrastructure. This aggression by America and its regional arm, the Jewish entity, is no surprise. These two have an insatiable thirst for Muslim blood. But what is truly disgraceful is the response from Iran's leadership and the leaders of the Muslim countries in the region. Iran's leaders, foremost among them Khamenei, submitted to the U.S. president who had destroyed their country, widowed their women, and orphaned their children. They accepted the ceasefire immediately, as if it were their country that had started the war and attacked America and the Jewish entity, not the other way around. This indicates that the dozens of Iranian military leaders assassinated by the Jewish entity meant little to Khamenei, just as Qasem Soleimani and his party leaders in Lebanon meant little before him. Likewise, more than 70,000 martyrs in Palestine, on whose behalf he formed the so-called Quds Force, which never fired a single shot at the occupiers of the Quds, were of no real worth. Also disgraceful is the position of the regional countries and their armies, who closed their airspace to civilian aircraft while leaving it wide open to the Jewish entity and American warplanes to bomb and kill, then return in safety. They observed these crimes in a neighboring country as if it were none of their concern, clearly showing that the rulers of these states are no less treacherous or cowardly than Iran's rulers. They are simply awaiting their own turn on the slaughter block. May Allah curse these rulers of harm who have shackled the armies and prevented them from aiding their brothers in Iran and Palestine. They are merely waiting for the cycle of destruction to reach other Muslim lands from Pakistan to Turkey and across the Muslim world. The Islamic Ummah and its armies must act before it is too late. They must rid themselves of the agent rulers who allow the colonial disbelievers to dominate our resources and strip us of our nuclear, military, and economic power. All sincere efforts must be directed toward overthrowing these fools in charge and seriously working with Hizb ut-Tahrir, the political party capable of ruling by what Allah has revealed and leading the Ummah and its armies in victorious and empowering battles like Badr, Hattin, and Ain Jalut. If the sincere efforts of the Ummah and its loyal military officers do not unite to grant victory, Nusra to Hizb ut-Tahrir to establish the Khilafah Caliphate upon the method of prophethood, then the future under America will be even worse than what the Muslim world faced under the cursed Hulagu. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم واعلموا أن الله يحول بين المرء وقلبه وأنه إليه تحشرون. O you who believe, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when he calls you to that which gives you life, and know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him you will be gathered. Al-Anfal 24. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir by Bilal Al-Muhajir, Wilaya, Pakistan.